Today, Illinois Governor George Ryan pardoned four death row inmates. He made the announcement during the first of two major speeches on the death penalty. Governor Ryan is to leave office in just a few days, nearly 3 years after he first issued a moratorium on executions in his state. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
When Governor Ryan announced the moratorium on the state's death penalty in 2000, he called the capital punishment system flawed and broken. During the years that capital punishment had been reinstated in Illinois, 13 death row inmates had their convictions overturned. Today, Governor Ryan called the four men he pardoned perfect examples of what's wrong with the system. He says Chicago police, led by a commander who has since been fired for torturing murder suspects, beat and tortured each of the four until they confessed to murders they didn't commit.
The system has failed for all four men, and it's failed for the people of this state. In some way, I can see how rogue cops 20 years ago could run wild. I can see how, in a different time, they perhaps were able to manipulate the system. But what I can understand is why the courts can't find a way to act in the interest of justice.
After Ryan made his announcement, people, including the family members of Madison Hobley, applauded the governor. Hobley was convicted of setting a 1987 fire that killed several people, including his wife and infant son. The governor said while police said Hobley confessed, the only writing that survived was his denial. Hobley's sister, Penny, said she was overjoyed by the governor's pardon.
I believed in my brother, and knowing that my brother is innocent, I knew he was going to come home. I mean, there was no doubt about it. And there's no way that the Lord would have left him in or kept him in there for a crime that he didn't commit. So.
The Cook County State's Attorney, in a statement today, called the governor's pardons outrageous, a breach of faith between the memory of the dead victims, their families, and the people Ryan was elected to serve. For his part, the governor said while he still had faith that the men may have eventually received justice through the courts, he couldn't allow innocent people to march to death row without saying, stop the show.
Don't lose sight of what we're doing here. Don't lose sight of what the goal is. The goal is to fix a system that nearly executed 13 men while we exonerated 12 out of 25. It's like I've said before, it's like flipping a coin, heads or tails, live or die. And that's what these speeches, that's what this whole movement is about. That's why I called the moratorium.
The death penalty!
Too far to fix.
Outside DePaul University Law School, where Ryan spoke, anti-death penalty activists were looking forward to tomorrow, the day when the governor will announce whether he'll commute the sentences of any or all of the other death row inmates. The Midwest director of Amnesty International, Nancy Bothney, is one of many who's calling for the governor to issue a blanket commutation from the death penalty to life in prison without parole.
The flaws in the system in Illinois occurred at the police level, they occurred at the prosecutorial level, they've occurred at the judicial level. They are well documented by what has been the most extensive study that has ever happened in the history of the United States. If Governor Ryan could abolish the death penalty, we would ask him to do that, but it's not within his power.
What is within his power, says Bothney, is for the governor to commute the sentences. A clemency review process for nearly all death row inmates was held last fall. Governor Ryan says he'll send letters overnight to the relatives of both victims and death row inmates to tell them his decisions before making them known publicly tomorrow. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.